Hello and welcome to the Monroe Mythic Clancast. I am Jason Monroe and this is episode 67. Now, I noticed a boo-boo that I made. So what I do when I record a podcast episode, like I can never remember what episode we're on. So I'll go into the place where I do my podcasts. I'll check what the last number of episode is and then I will continue from there. I do not know what happened last week, but I went in today and discovered that there are two episode 65s. So on the last two episodes, the last one of last year and the first one of this year, I say this is episode 65. So this one is 67. I've changed the title on the other one to say 66, even though I say 65 in it. I mean, considering I've done 66 episodes, one out of 66, that's not a bad ratio to make a minor mistake, and I've done it correct in this one, so it's just one out of 67 now. Right, anyway, enough of that. I have done something, my friends. I have created. So I've always wanted to create free stuff, right? It's all good and well putting out content on social media every day, talking about various topics and trying to appeal to people, trying to help them, trying to show them the problems that they've got and how they might solve them. Just these little snippets, these little bite-sized pieces of content hopefully help people a little bit, but it's not a lot, is it? Like, you follow millions, well, maybe not millions, but you follow, most of you follow thousands of people on social media. And you consume content from countless people. Now, I used to, I've cut it right down now. I only follow like 20 people or something, but I used to follow a lot of people on social media and I followed a lot of people who did things that I was interested in. So I was always interested in marketing for helping me market the Monroe Method better and various other things that I won't bore you with, right? But how often do you actually do anything with that information? Like, how often have you taken something that you've seen on social media and actually implemented it? Or when was the last time you actually took a bunch of information that you got and implemented it successfully, right? Oh, here's this person talking about this. I'm going to follow these steps and I'll reach my goal. It doesn't happen very often. So I have always wanted to create something more in-depth, something more tangible, something more structured to try and help you get a result. And yesterday afternoon, the reason that this podcast episode is late, because I put it on the back burner while I finished creating this thing, and it is ready. So I have called it Unlock Your Potential. I'm going to tell you about it in this episode. I'm going to link it in the caption. I don't know what you call the thing that goes with a podcast episode, the text, the blurb. I'm going to link it there. Don't go and do it yet because I need to explain to you first. But you are, everyone who listens to the podcast, like, I'm going to normally be churning this out to like my mailing list and social media to get people in to use this thing and to get help with it. But you guys are going to get like a full on explanation of it. So it is called Unlock Your Potential. Now, I did not know what I was creating at first, right? It was originally called, well, here's how it started. I created a questionnaire that I sent out to my mailing list. And I said, if you don't mind, could you give me some feedback on this? I would like to know what your three biggest struggles are. And I will then create something to try and help you with the top three problems. So I got something like 30 odd replies from everyone. If you were one of those people, thank you very much. You helped in a big way. If you're one of those people, I have probably helped you out with the thing that I've created. There was a very common theme. There was a few very common themes, right? And I didn't realize this at first until I had finished it. And then last night I kind of slept on it. And today I've decided that I am calling it Unlock Your Potential, or it, in the title, it's time to unlock your potential. Now, what it means is you probably feel like you are in a rut. You know what to do. You know you should be doing this. You know you should be doing that, but you're just not doing it. I work with people from all walks of life who are in all different positions, who are at all different points in their life, right? Some people are ready for the dieting thing. Some people are ready for the tracking thing. Some people are ready for the change part. But there are many people who can't get themselves to the point where they're ready to change. And that's the struggle. That's the difficulty. They know that they should be doing whatever it is that they should be doing. They're just not doing it. They're too attached to their old habits. They're too attached to comfort. They're too attached to the familiar. So this thing that I have created, this is about getting you out of that rut and giving you a start point to starting to make change. Because the vision behind it is that by the time, so it's three videos, okay? Okay, let's talk through the process. You will click on the link that I have in the bio, wherever it is, and you will be taken to my private coaching community. It will just be a page that asks for your name, your email address, and for you to set a password, because I am actually inviting you into my community completely free of charge. This does not cost anything. There will be no card details. There will be no nothing. It is completely and entirely free, but it's sectioned off. So my members can't see this space. It's a secret space. You will be able to see the space. You will be able to see the rest of my community, but you will not be able to see the content of it. Each section of my community will have a little padlock against it. And it will be behind the membership wall, right? You won't be able to access it, but what you will be able to access is this Unlock Your Potential section. Most of the feedback I got was basically from people who are doing too much of stuff. I'll pause this a second while I pull it up and I'll read some of them out. Okay, so here are the responses, right? Tell me your biggest struggles. Constant snacking on treats such as crisps, sweets, and chocolates. I struggle with snacking and breaking the bad habits with my snacking. I eat mindlessly, I emotionally eat when I'm bored, stressed, etc. I'm struggling to find the best thing to do. My biggest struggle is whenever I start weight loss, I lose a few kilos and I get stuck. The other one's finding the right balance between right and wrong choices, cravings, thinking what to eat, stressed and turning to food, emotional or boredom eating, staying on track and motivated, like all of this stuff. I took all these replies and I used it when I was creating these resources, right? Now, I'm not going to go into depth about the resources themselves because they each come with a video. I'll just talk through what it's like. So you will click the link below. You will come and join my private coaching community as a unofficial member, like a non-paying member. You'll only have access to this section, but you will have access to the three videos. So there's a welcome video for you to watch. It is 8 minutes long. I give you a little tour of the Monroe Method just to show you what it's actually like to be a member, you know, if you ever join us in the future. And then we get to video number one. Video number one is all about getting out of your rut. If you are someone who lacks motivation, who thinks they lack willpower, who can never find the focus or the determination to make changes, then this video is for you. It's 13 minutes long, and it's 13 minutes of me talking through why basically the things that you're doing wrong, that you keep waiting for this motivation to come along, you keep trying to get started, but you keep getting nowhere. Basically, you're stuck in a rut and you can't get out of it. This will give you the information you need, along with a little homework exercise to complete to help you move forward. In the next video, we talk about the things that we do on a daily basis that make life difficult. What is it that we do every day that makes change so hard? And this is about trying to clear the pathway to make change. Like if you were... Like I said, there's people from all stages of life that come to work with me. Some of them are ready to change, some of them aren't. All of them want to change, but it's not as simple as, right, I want to lose weight, and then you just start doing the things to lose weight. Some people need more. Some people need more to help them get to the point where they're ready to lose weight. So this free resource is about clearing that pathway, about making it as easy as possible, not necessarily easy, but making it as easy as possible to get started. So this second video is about the things that we do each day that make that difficult. You know, you want to make changes, but you're giving yourself a mountain to climb. You're making it very difficult for yourself to wake up each day and make positive choices. So this is all about how we can stop doing stuff that gets in our own way, stop getting in our own way, stop holding ourselves back. And there's a couple of little exercises with that as well. And then in the final video, we talk about hunger and how I go into depth about how we create our own hunger. It's completely within our control. If you are someone who feels hungry all the time, who struggles with their hunger, who battles with it every day, this video will be for you. So all three of these videos, these three resources I've created, so it's in the format of a video, there's a caption underneath, there's a homework task to do, which is optional, and I've also highlighted a relevant podcast episode. Like, I know there's 67 of these, you might not want to listen to every single one, but I've directed to specific episodes to help with these things. So that's all I'm going to talk about today. And again, just to completely hammer this home, this does not cost anything. I do not want any money from you. I will not ask for any money from you. It's not a trial. There's no, you'll start paying after however long. It's completely free. I just want to get that point clearly across, mostly so that people don't message me asking me about it. But yeah, click the link that's going to be in the caption. It will take you to the sign up page. You put in a name, email address, your password, and then you will be a part of my community in some shape or form, and we'll be able to keep in touch, and I'll be able to maybe create a new space inside it. Maybe I start building a free side of the community. Maybe I start helping people out for free in the hope that one day they go on to become a member in the future. Who knows? But let's just see where this goes. And who's going to be my first member? I do not have anyone in there yet. So let's see who's going to be first. Oh, one last thing. Please leave comments on them. Like, you guys know me. You're not brand new to this podcast. You at least appreciate what I do and agree with much of what I say. And hopefully I've helped you out in some way over the last however long you've been listening to these episodes. It would mean a lot to me if you do this thing and you do follow it, if you could leave some comments on the post. So if you found something helpful, if you found something valuable, if you could just leave a nice comment on it with some feedback, let me know what you've taken from it. Basically, give me like a good little screenshot, snapshot that I can take to social media and say, hey, come and check this out. These people are loving it. That would be super helpful. So anyway, that's enough from me today. This is my big thing this week that I'm most excited about, and that's why this podcast episode is about that. So come and have a look. Existing members, if you are an existing member listening to this, you don't need to do this. It's all the same stuff that you've had in the past. At some point, whether it's via live chat or via check-in or via the course inside the Monroe Method, this is mainly aimed at people on the outside. Right, enough from me. I will speak to you next time.